Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of James, chapters 4 and 5. Do not make any plans without God. We read in James chapter 4 verses 13 to 16 like this. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. In approximately 13 days, we are going to step into a new year. It is a common trend to make New Year resolutions that will list our plans for the new year. Usually in churches, believers will get an occasion to say their testimonies during the watch night service on December 31st night. And barring few exceptions, believers will publicly declare what they plan to do during the new year. All of us have hopes, dreams and plans. And the Bible never discourages us from looking to the future with bright expectation. However, in the above passage, Apostle James specifically exhorts us that we should not make any plans apart from God and boast about them. Since we have absolute no control over our lives or over the events that may happen in our lives, we should never boast about our short-range and long-range plans without God in the equation. Let us not forget the parable of the rich fool that is mentioned in Luke chapter 12 verses 13 to 21, who boasted about his future business plans, not knowing that he would die that same night and would see none of his grandiose plans getting fulfilled. Let us never boast about our future, as we read in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 as follows. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Our lives and our future are in God's control. His thoughts and ways are much higher than our thoughts and ways, as God Himself tells us in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So even if we make any plans for our future, let us ensure that they are written using a chalk or pencil, asking ourselves the following question: what if? And let God have the eraser. Let us always remember that God should be consulted in all our plans, and they should be made according to His will and based on His word. We should live and speak in the realization that our destinies are in His control. We should say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. We should only make plans in conscious dependence on God. Omitting God from our future plans is not merely bad planning, it is sin. We should only make plans in conscious dependence on God, recognizing His sovereign control over our lives. Let all our future plans be only according to God's will and purposes. We can be confident that God has only good thoughts and plans about us and our future. As we read in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, the words of God. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We can be confident that God has only good thoughts and plans about us and our future. As we read in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.